Are you or a loved one in the midst of a cancer diagnosis or bouncing back from your battle? Welcome to Thrive Through Cancer, the podcast that offers hope and healing and shares personal experiences, self-care solutions, health tips, and the support of a community of people just like you. I'm Susan Johnson, a functional nutritional therapy practitioner whose own son was diagnosed with cancer right before his third birthday. My job was to keep people healthy, to help them fight disease. So when my own son was diagnosed with this scary illness, it was so humbling. But rather than becoming a victim, I began researching. I up-leveled my knowledge and my mindset, and I chose to serve others through our own cancer journey. This show is an opportunity to find and share strength through our struggles. You'll hear from health professionals, innovative thinkers, beautiful personalities, and those who have learned to live life to the fullest despite their diagnosis. We'll raise some questions, find some answers, shed a few tears, share more than a few laughs, and give each other the motivation to get through one more day every single day. So join me in this journey and let's learn to thrive through cancer together. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Thrive Through Cancer podcast. And I'm excited to share with you some really specific information around nutrients that can actually help protect you from developing cancer or protect your healthy cells if you're fighting cancer. And this is something we often talk about, macronutrients and what foods you should eat. But here's more specific instruction around what nutrients you want to make sure you're getting. And don't worry, I'm going to give you an example at the end of this episode of a day in the life of eating the way that would make sure you're getting these nutrients in. So I'll give you a real life example of a breakfast, lunch, and dinner that would be inclusive and really helpful to protect against cancer. So I'm your host, Susan, and I want to remind you that you can have hope in your healing. You can feel well while fighting cancer, and ultimately you can thrive through cancer. So if we're going to talk about nutrients, I wanted to choose kind of like the top, you know, the main ones, the most important. And so I chose 15 nutrients that will help protect you from cancer. And I love the Weston A. Price Foundation. If that is not something you're familiar with, I would encourage you to look them up. It's westonaprice.org. And that's such an incredible foundation that really just teaches about real food and teaches about things that you need to avoid, things that you should do more of when it comes to nutrition. And as a practitioner, when I went to school back in 2010, my gosh, was it 2010? Yeah, that dates me. When I was back in school, one of the first books that we had to read was Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Dr. Weston A. Price. And it really laid the foundation, the groundwork for what I know today and really how I practice nutrition. And so all that to say, I got a lot of this information directly from Weston Price. These are some of the nutrients that they recommend for making sure that you can help protect yourself from cancer and or help protect your healthy cells if you're fighting cancer. So let's jump right into 15 nutrients that help protect you from cancer. First is vitamin A. Vitamin A strengthens the immune system and it helps detoxify. It's actually essential for mineral metabolism and endocrine function. That's important to understand. So not only is vitamin A really helpful for the immune system, but it can detoxify and help you metabolize minerals and help your hormone system. True vitamin A, though, is only found in animal foods. And an example of this would be cod liver oil, wild seafood, organ meats like liver, butter, egg yolks from pasture-fed animals. And unfortunately, the typical modern diet in America is super deficient in vitamin A. In fact, traditional diets, like back when we were, you know, when our ancestors were here, we didn't have factory farming food. The traditional diets contained at least 10 times more vitamin A than we do now. So vitamin C. Vitamin C is an important antioxidant. Most of you are familiar with vitamin C. In fact, many people tell me, well, I take vitamin C when I'm not feeling well. But vitamin C is actually really important for your diet. It's an important antioxidant. And an antioxidant, what that does is it actually prevents damage from free radicals. And so antioxidants kind of basically are like the military in your system. They go around and make sure that they're eliminating any threat or damage to your cells. And vitamin C is one of those amazing soldiers. It's found in many fruits and vegetables. It's found in some cruciferous vegetables. And also actually vitamin C is found in some organ meats that were really valued by some of the primitive peoples, some of the Eskimos. I would encourage you to grab, if you want to learn more about this, to grab the book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration by Dr. Weston Price. You will be fascinated to learn about some of the primitive diets and specifically how, you know, the Eskimos would treasure and cherish the organ meats and even the blood of some animals. So before you get disgusted and check out, just hear me out. There's something to be said about cancer being a modern day disease, right? And so I think we do need to pay attention to how our ancestors were eating before. And even though it might feel weird and so foreign to us, like, let's give it a thought. Let's take some time to really understand what they were doing then, because clearly, for the most part, our ancestors weren't dealing with cancer like we are today. So back to our nutrient list. So far, we've covered vitamin A, vitamin C, and now vitamin B6. So there's the vitamin B family, is really protective when it comes to cancer and helping in the prevention and also helping in the healing. So vitamin B6, deficiencies in this particular vitamin are actually associated directly with cancer because vitamin B6 contributes to the function of over 100 enzymes in the body. Enzymes are kind of like the messengers. And so this would be an essential nutrient, right? We need vitamin B6. And like I said, it's directly related. Deficiencies are directly related to cancer. But where do you find vitamin B6? It's actually available from a lot of raw animal foods. When I say raw, make sure, of course, or when I say animal foods, I should say, make sure it's pasture raised organic. But when I say raw, I think you can think of things like raw egg yolks, putting in a smoothie. You can think of raw dairy, right? Dairy that hasn't been pasteurized. Tartar, beef tartare is a popular, really nutrient-rich food if you can stomach that. My family loves beef tartare. It's one of our favorites. When we go to a really good restaurant, we know it's really good quality meat. So when we think about vitamin B6, it comes mostly from raw animal foods. So think of raw dairy, think of, you know, raw cheese. And of course, you can look at raw egg yolks and tartare. Vitamin B12 deficiencies are also associated with cancer, unfortunately. And vitamin B12 is something that is only found in animal foods. When I say only, I want you guys to understand that there's a lot of conversation in the vegetarian and vegan movement around the ability to get some of these nutrients from vegetables, or I should say from plants. And what is really important to understand is a lot of nutrients could be present in some of these plants, but they're not absorbable to the human body and they're not assimilated in the way to be useful in the human body. And so although we can get a lot of nutrients from plants, a lot of the fat-soluble vitamins, a lot of these vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin E, which we're talking a lot more about, really come from healthy raised animals. And it's assimilated and used in our body for good. So vitamin B17 protects against cancer. There's actually a lot of studies on this, on vitamin B17, and it's found in organically grown grains, legumes, nuts, and berries. This is something that, of course, when we talk about grains, it's important to understand that when you do consume grains, they need to be organically grown and ideally properly prepared. And I have more information about this on my website. I'll link to some information on my website about properly preparing your grains in the show notes. But same with nuts and legumes. We need to properly prepare those as well. And berries, just make sure berries are organic. But vitamin B17, super important and very protective against cancer. Vitamin D, this is another one that a lot of people say, oh, I take vitamin D in the winter. And, you know, however, I also see as a practitioner when I'm working with a client, I'll have somebody come in and
they live in the sun. They live in Arizona, let's say, or they live in Hawaii and their vitamin D levels are super low. And they're like, I don't understand this. I'm in the sun every day. Here's what's important to understand about vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin, which means that it needs fat to be absorbed and utilized in the body. And so if you're eating a low fat diet or you're not getting enough fat in your diet, then you could be standing out in the sun all day long and you're not absorbing the vitamin D, right? So vitamin D works with fat. And when supplementing with vitamin D, it's important that you have a good vitamin D supplement. We'll link to my supplement shop where I have a few of my favorite brands in my online dispensary. But vitamin D should be ideally taken vitamin D3 K2 if you're supplementing with it. And that's one of the most absorbable forms, and it actually helps be assimilated in the body in a healthy way without causing any issues. But remember, vitamin D needs to be taken with fat, okay? But vitamin D is required for mineral absorption. So the minerals you're getting from your food or first from your supplements need vitamin D to be absorbed. And vitamin D is really protective specifically against colon and breast cancer. We know that after the pandemic, we saw a lot of studies showing that people that had higher vitamin D levels fared much better if they were admitted to the hospital with COVID than those who didn't. So not only is it protective against cancer, it's very helpful for your immune system. Where is vitamin D found? It's found in animal foods such as cod liver oil, tallow, butter fat, organ meats, egg yolks, all of course from grass-fed pasture-raised animals. And again, similar to vitamin A, traditional diets, the diets of our ancestors contained 10 times more vitamin D than our modern American diet. And again, you're seeing a theme here. As soon as factory farming came into the market, we started to see a drop in nutrients in our food supply. What about vitamin E? A lot of us, if you were an 80s kid, I don't know if you did this, but I remember vitamin E being like the thing you were supposed to use for skin, and it stunk. I remember like opening a capsule of vitamin E and I was like, ew, and it just smelled like a vitamin. It was just gross. But here's the good news about vitamin E. It actually works as an antioxidant at the cellular level, which again, an antioxidant just protects. It's kind of like having a army in your immune system going over and going after and attacking foreign invaders, things that don't look good. So an antioxidant is really essential. It's very necessary. Vitamin E is an antioxidant, and it's actually found in things like butter and egg yolks. So you don't necessarily need to supplement with it and swallow that big old capsule filled with liquid. If you're eating plenty of pasture-raised butter and organically raised pasture-fed hens and their eggs, not the actual chicken, but the eggs, you will get vitamin E from your diet. What about CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, also known as CLA? This is really protective against breast cancer. And CLA is highly present in butterfat. So good news, I will say it again, butter makes everything better. Add more butter when you're in doubt. So you can get CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, from butterfat, but also from the fat of grass-fed animals. I want to say something about fat in animals. So most of us have been taught to cut the fat off of our steaks and to avoid the fatty, muscly parts of meat, whether it be A, because you're concerned about the fat or like the, you know, it contributing to fat in the body, or B, because you just don't like the taste. There is a gigantic difference in fat present in grass-fed, pasture-raised animals versus grain-fed, conventionally raised animals. Like humans, toxins are stored in fat tissue, okay? God created us with such intelligent design that he knew we needed a way to protect ourselves from ourselves and from our poor choices. And so he developed us with this beautiful system that helps protect when we have a toxic load. And so what happens when you have too many toxins in your tissue, or too many toxins in your body, I should say, is the toxins go hide in fat tissue. That's kind of where they hide. They're tucked away. If they didn't have somewhere to hide, they'd be swirling around in your body, making you very, very, very ill. So toxins hide in fat tissue. So that would mean that if you're eating conventionally raised meat, then you should never eat the fat, ever. Like, don't cut the fat off your steak and consume it, because it is full of toxins. If you are raising, or if you are eating pasture-raised, grass-fed, grass-finished, organic meat, the fat is an incredible source of nutrients. In fact, you can get CLA from the meat and the fat of a grass-fed animal. So it's important to understand, as I talk about animal foods and fats coming from animals, it is a night and day difference between conventionally raised animals and pasture-raised animals. And this is where the vegetarian and vegan movements like to kind of attack. They typically will compare, conventionally raised meat. So people who are eating an American diet with lots of conventionally raised animals, they'll compare that to a vegetarian or vegan diet. And a lot of times the vegetarians and vegans actually fare better, especially when they make this initial switch. They'll do a study. If you saw the movie Forks Over Knives, it was really poorly done in the sense of showing the true comparison between somebody consuming a diet of healthy grass-fed, grass-finished animal products compared to a vegetarian diet. What they did instead is they took somebody eating the standard American diet of lots of burgers and conventionally raised meats and all of that, and then they switched them to a vegetarian diet. So of course they fared better, especially in the first probably 6 months or so. But what they missed was, if you can take that same person eating a standard American diet, and I do this every day in my practice, by the way, and working with cancer families especially, and we transition them from a standard American diet into a diet that is full of all of these healthy nutrients that we're talking about in a pasture-raised, organically grown, pasture-fed animal products. So just understand that there is a huge difference. It is not compared apples to apples. And so when you hear, vegetarian or vegans kind of poo-poo the idea of consuming animal fats and animal products because of the toxicity, you have to understand the difference between conventionally raised and pasture raised. And I want to make a point too. I'm not condemning vegetarians or vegans. I think there are some healthy vegetarians, some healthy vegans, but very few people, and actually one of my good friends is a vegan, and she would agree that very few people know how to do it well. They know what kind of nutrients to still get in their diet and do it well without proper guidance. So all that to say, I'm not condemning vegetarians and vegans. I just think it's important to realize that very few people get the right amount of nutrients because they don't know how to do it well, right? They typically just eat a lot of grains and so on. So let's go back. Let's recap. So far, we're talking about 15 nutrients to help protect you from cancer. So far, we've talked about vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin B17, vitamin D, vitamin E, conjugated linoleic acid, which is CLA. Now let's talk about cholesterol. I just did a post on Instagram the other day and talked about the importance of eating more butter. And I had a sweet woman comment, "But my cholesterol levels are too high. As soon as I get them down, I'll eat butter." Let me just break down a little fact on cholesterol that I think will make your day. First of all, cholesterol is on this list of one of the 15 nutrients because it is a potent antioxidant that protects against free radicals in the cell membranes. Cholesterol is absolutely necessary at keeping you alive. It is essential for your health. So here's the deal. You cannot possibly consume the amount of cholesterol you need in a day to keep you alive from your diet. So your liver has to synthesize cholesterol. So when we see high cholesterol levels in the body, it has nothing to do with cholesterol-rich foods. In fact, as a practitioner, when we have people that have high cholesterol levels come into our practice, we recommend a cholesterol-rich diet. And we see their levels come down, their cholesterol levels in their blood come down. And why is that? Because high cholesterol levels in the body is just actually an indication of inflammation. What is anti-inflammatory? Omega-3 fatty acids. Well, guess where omega-3 fatty acids come from? Cholesterol-rich foods like butter and egg yolk and grass-fed pastured meats. So cholesterol is not the enemy. High cholesterol levels in the blood, yes, that can be dangerous, but it's a sign of inflammation. So rather than medicating, we need to look at the root cause by pulling out processed foods, sugars, diets that are kind of like the standard American diet, medications, stress, all of these things that can contribute to inflammation. So that was just a super, super brief lesson on cholesterol, because every time I bring it up, people panic, especially if you've had an issue with high cholesterol levels. But it's one of my favorite things, and I work with a new client, is I get to talk to them about this, and it just takes so much pressure off and kind of worry away from their daily eating. And they're so relieved to know they don't have to be on a low fat diet. I mean, who wants that? That sounds terrible. So anyways, cholesterol is one of the nutrients because it is a potent antioxidant. Minerals are essential for health. So like zinc, magnesium, selenium, these are all vital components of enzymes that help the body fight carcinogens. Carcinogens are cancer-causing things, for a very lack, like an elementary term. So the body needs a lot of a wide variety of minerals for protection against cancer. And of course, minerals come from, they can come from vegetables, they come from plants, they can come from fruit, but also they're really easily absorbed from animal foods. And again, pasture-raised, organically raised animal foods. So lactic acid and other friendly bacteria are another nutrient that's really necessary for protection against cancer or to help you fight cancer. And they contribute to the health of the digestive tract. And we know that digestion has a lot to do with your ability to, of course, absorb foods. And so if you're doing all this work to eat healthy and to take supplements and cleaning up your diet, but you're not absorbing the foods because your digestive tract is compromised, then you're wasting a lot of these nutrients and you're not getting them assimilated and used how it should to contribute to your healing. So we need lactic acid and friendly bacteria to help support your digestion and your digestive tract. Where do we get that? We actually get it from fermented foods. So things like sauerkraut or pickled foods, and preferably made at home or purchased with only the actual food and sea salt and water in the ingredients. A lot of pickled foods now have sugar added. Some have food coloring added. Some have vinegar added. And true fermentation actually just requires salt and water. So make sure you're getting plenty of lactic acid. Saturated fats. I talk a lot about this on all my platforms, but they strengthen the immune system. They contribute to the proper use of essential fatty acids. And by the way, your heart can't actually function without saturated fats. So contrary to maybe what you've been told, the heart is dependent on saturated fat. And we know the best place to find saturated fats is in healthy raised animal foods. Long chain fatty acids, which this includes AA, EPA, and DHA, those are all types of long chain fatty acids. They help fight cancer on the cellular level. So we can see that these fatty acid chains can actually contribute to stopping the development or the growth of cancer. And if you've heard of the ketogenic diet, there's a lot of different practitioners and researchers that have found that if they can put a cancer patient on a ketogenic style diet, they've seen shrinkage in tumor growth. And a lot of that has to do with the long chain and actually short and medium chain fatty acids as well, which we'll discuss next. So far, the long chain fatty acids, which are AA, EPA, DHA, again, guess where they occur? You guessed it, mostly in animal foods such as butter, organ meats, wild seafood. Now, short and medium chain fatty acids are also important. They do the same. They strengthen the immune system and they can actually help facilitate intercellular communication. So they're helping with that communication process between the cells. You know where you can find short and medium chain fatty acids highly, highly present is in coconut oil. It's actually more present in coconut oil than it is in butter. So this will be, you know, some of my vegetarian and vegan friends will be happy to hear that. So far, they might feel a little bit frustrated with this list, but you can get short and medium chain fatty acids from coconut oil. CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. What is this? You've heard it. Your doctor's probably brought it up. Maybe you've seen it on the vitamin shelf at your health food store. It is so protective against cancer. It is an enzyme that is highly responsible for just kind of, again, contributing to the army inside your cells, inside your body, going to war against foreign invaders. And it's actually found in animal foods and only absorbed really through animal foods. So coenzyme Q10 is essential. Now, I think as we just go through that list, and I'm going to list it out one more time just to recap. So the 15 nutrients that can help protect you from cancer: vitamin A, vitamin C, the B vitamins, B6, B12, B17, vitamin D, vitamin E, CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid, cholesterol, minerals, lactic acid, saturated fats. We have our long chain and short and medium chain fatty acids, and coenzyme Q10s. CoQ10 is another way we say that. So here's the deal. In summary, you probably are understanding that clearly the foods from healthy animals have a lot of nutrients that can protect against and help contribute to healing from cancer. And that's really encouraging. But unfortunately, it goes against a lot of what we hear these days. And so I want to encourage you to, of course, do your own research. As I mentioned, I'll link in the show notes the Nutrition and Physical Degeneration book. That book is really foundational in understanding what this means in more depth when we incorporate animal foods, why it's essential, and really comparing our ancestors to modern factory farming and what we're experiencing today with the Industrial Revolution and the ability to grow crops with chemicals and feeding our animals chemical-rich diets. It's not helping. So what would all of this look like? Like, we talked about some big names. What would this look like a day in the life? If you were going to eat this way, what would a plate look like at breakfast, at lunch, and at dinner? Well, let's talk about that. So I'm going to give you an example. And this is actually a real life example of something that we eat in our home. Now, of course, I encourage eating seasonally. I encourage doing the best you can with what you have. It's not going to look perfect starting tomorrow, but over time, you'll get to a point where this is just second nature and your body, you feel so good. And it becomes like you kind of wake up your innate intelligence and your body craves these foods. So breakfast would look like poached eggs, broccoli microgreens, avocado with a little sea salt, and a forkful of sauerkraut. Lunch, bone broth with a little bit of butter added, Cocoyo yogurt. It's one of my favorite brands of yogurt. It's a coconut milk based yogurt that is fermented, fresh berries, and a handful of nuts. My favorite, especially for cancer finding properties, are Brazil, macadamia, and almonds. Dinner would be a rare grass-fed beef or lamb, an array of mushrooms sauteed in butter, maybe some butternut or kombucha squash with more butter, pickled beets, fresh arugula with organic cold-pressed olive oil. So what did each plate have in common? Well, each plate had fat from a healthy animal or plant source, right? Each plate had a fermented food. Each plate had an amino acid from a healthy animal or plant source. Each plate, except for lunch, had a cruciferous vegetable. And each plate had antioxidants from both and or animal or plant source. So in breakfast, for example, the poached eggs had the healthy fat, right? The broccoli microgreens had the amazing antioxidants. The forkful of sauerkraut had the fermented food, and it was a cruciferous vegetable. If we look at lunch, the bone broth with butter, it was that fat and amino acid from healthy animal. The cocoyo was the fermented food, and the antioxidants were the handful of berries. So you're kind of getting the idea here that if you can, rather than just looking at macronutrients, fat, protein, carbohydrates, I don't want to make this more complicated, but it isn't as simple as just, okay, how much fat do I have on my plate? How much carbohydrate? How much protein? I would rather you look at how many nutrients am I getting in this meal? If your meal is just eggs and a piece of toast, you're definitely lacking some nutrients. So throw something green on the plate. Throw something fermented on the plate. Make sure those eggs are organic and they're cooked in butter. And if you do have toast, make sure it's a fermented sourdough toast with more butter, right? So start paying attention to nutrients even more so than just macro, like than just the fat, the protein, and the carbohydrates. I hope that helps. I hope that that was able to give you a glimpse into some of the nutrients, specifically 15, that you should be incorporating into your diet. And again, I would encourage you to do more research. I'll link to, of course, some helpful information in my in the show notes with a blog post that I mentioned earlier, as well as the book that we talked about. And start with your next meal. You might not get every nutrient. And I'm not saying you need all 15 nutrients on every single plate. My gosh, that would be overwhelming. But why don't you start at your next meal? Look at it and see, okay, do I have healthy fat? Do I have a fermented food? Do I have some good source of amino acids? What about a cruciferous vegetable? And if you're not familiar with what that is, Google it. And are there any antioxidants? And just ask yourself those questions. And I believe that that will help contribute to your healing process. So thanks for listening. I hope to see you again soon here on the podcast.
I wanted to take a brief moment to share something really special with you that I believe can bring hope to those who are in the middle of a health challenge, a life challenge, or maybe just needing a little extra focus on self-care.
Hi, I'm Courtney, and I started 27 Robins at the end of 2022. 27 Robins is an online luxury gift-giving store. This journey for me began in 2020 after tragically losing my son. I wanted to create ways to say to anyone going through something similar, I don't have words to take the pain away, but I'll quietly be walking alongside you. It all started with our grief box called The Winter. The Winter is thoughtfully filled with items to tend to the heart, tears, and hydration of the griever. We now have 9 boxes for various life's events, from new moms to self-care to new homes. At 27 Robins, our goal is to create luxury gift boxes that offer not only beautiful but meaningful gifts for each of life's special events. We focus on making it easy for you to express your love, support, or celebration. We know your loved one receiving our boxes will feel seen, heard, and understood. We wildly believe in the power of that for every human. Each box has a story, and each product is handpicked by us and from the heart, all the while capturing the unique experiences of our customers. We choose products that truly send the message of we see you, hear you, understand you, honor, and celebrate you. Each person at 27 Robins deeply cares for you, your loved ones, and your experience while you explore ways to show your ongoing support and appreciation. Visit our website and enjoy 10% off with the code SEASON. Visit our website at 27robins.com.